For this Tuesday, September 16th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. A Blairsville man is behind bars after police say he left the scene of a serious crash over the weekend. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says deputies were called to the intersection of State Road 66 and Steerly Road on Sunday for a crash involving injuries. When they arrived, they found one driver receiving medical attention from Posey County EMS and Wadesville firefighters, but the other vehicle involved had taken off. Deputies later found that vehicle and eventually tracked down the driver, Brandon Johnson, at an apartment in Blairsville. According to investigators, Johnson admitted he didn't stop because he thought it was just a minor fender bender. He also told deputies he'd had 5 or 6 beers before the crash. Officials say Johnson was taken to the hospital for a blood test and later told deputies he wasn't the one behind the wheel, but refused to say who it was. The other driver was taken to Deaconess Hospital with serious injuries to their legs and multiple cuts. Johnson was booked into the Posey County Jail and is facing several charges, including leaving the scene of a crash, causing serious injury, operating while intoxicated, causing injury, and operating while intoxicated, endangering a person. The Indiana Department of Environmental Management has forecasted an air quality action day for today. Officials state ozone levels are expected to be in the unhealthy for sensitive groups range for many tri-state cities, including Mount Vernon, Evansville, Huntingburg, Rockport, Tell City, and other cities. Officials explain continued unseasonably warm temperatures combined with low humidity, sunny skies, and light wildfire smoke is expected to contribute to the elevated ozone levels. The University of Southern Indiana has experienced an increase of first-time freshman enrollment for the third year in a row. According to the university, the incoming fall 2025 class included 1,367 first-time freshmen, which is a 3.5% increase over 2024. The growth is a 0.5% increase compared to 2024. The university's current overall enrollment, including undergraduate, graduate, and dual-credit students, is 9,399. Students. Switching to some sports news, as this Friday is week 5 of the high school football regular season, and yesterday the updated Indiana Football Coaches Association poll was released. There are several tri-state teams that are ranked after 4 weeks. In Class 5A, Castle is 10th. In Class 4A, Heritage Hills is 1st and Wrights is 10th. Class 3A has Memorial ranked 1st, Gibson Southern 2nd, and Mater Dei 5th. Last night, a local high school sports, North Posey volleyball won at Pike Central in straight sets. The Vikings improved to 10-2. Mount Vernon boys soccer lost 2-0 at home to Princeton. The Wildcats are now 2-9 on the season. Mount Vernon girls soccer got beat 4-1 at Gibson Southern. That ended a 4-match winning streak for the Wildcats, as they have a record of 8-4. Tonight in local high school sports, North Posey volleyball is at home versus Wrights. The JV match is at 5:30, and the varsity match is scheduled for 7 o'clock. North Posey boys tennis hits the road to Mount Vernon for a 4:30 match. Mount Vernon volleyball travels to Carmi for a 6 o'clock JV match and a 7:30 varsity contest. Mount Vernon girls golf has a road match at 4 o'clock against Mater Dei and Wrights. Finishing up in professional sports and Major League Baseball on Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost the first game of their 3-game set at home with the Cincinnati Reds 11-6. It was a 6-6 game after the 7th inning before Cincinnati scored a run in the 8th inning and 4 more runs in the 9th inning. The Cardinals are 73-78 and the Reds now have a 75-75 record. Cincinnati is 2 games behind the New York Mets for the final National League wildcard spot. Game 2 of the series is tonight in St. Louis at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs won their series opener in Pittsburgh 4-0 over the Pirates. The Cubs improved to 86-64. Game 2 of their series is this evening at 5:40. That's news in sports for this Tuesday, September 16th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.